Sunday, April 14th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hallelujah. An Evening Prayer Hymn. O Christ, you are the light and day which drives away the night, the ever-shining Son of God and pledge of future light. As now the evening shadows fall, please grant us, Lord, we pray, a quiet night to rest in you until the break of day. Remember us, poor mortal men, we humbly ask, O Lord, and may your presence in our souls be now our great reward. And the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, He purified us from our sins and is seated on high at God's right hand. Alleluia. Psalm 110. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Father, we ask you to give us victory and peace. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, we are already seated at your right hand. We look forward to praising you in the fellowship of all your saints in our heavenly homeland. And repeating the antiphon, He purified us from our sins and is seated on high at God's right hand. Alleluia. In the second antiphon, the Lord has redeemed his people. Alleluia. Psalm 111. I will thank the Lord with all my heart in the meeting of the just in their assembly. Great are the works of the Lord to be pondered by all who love them. Majestic and glorious his work, his justice stands firm forever. He makes us remember his wonders. The Lord is compassion and love. He gives food to those who fear him, keeps his covenant ever in mind. He has shown his might to his people by giving them the lands of the nations. His works are justice and truth. His precepts are all of them sure, standing firm forever and ever. They are made in uprightness of truth. He has sent deliverance to his people and established his covenant forever. Holy his name to be feared. To fear the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. All those who do so prove themselves wise. His praise shall last forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The psalm prayer, merciful and gentle Lord, you are the crown and glory of all the saints. Give us, your children, the gift of obedience, which is the beginning of wisdom, so that we may do what you command and be filled with your mercy. Repeating the antiphon, the Lord has redeemed his people. Alleluia. And the third antiphon. Alleluia. Our Lord is King. Let us rejoice and give glory to him. Alleluia. Revelation chapter 19. Alleluia. Salvation, glory, and power to our God. His judgments are honest and true. Alleluia. Alleluia. Sing praise to our God, all you, his servants, all who worship him reverently, great and small. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord, our all-powerful God, is King. Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory. Alleluia. Alleluia. The wedding feast of the Lamb has begun, and his bride is prepared to welcome him. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the third antiphon, Alleluia, our Lord is King. Let us rejoice and give glory to him. Alleluia. And our reading for the Sunday evening is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 12 through 14. Jesus offered one sacrifice for sins and took his seat forever at the right hand of God. Now he waits until his enemies are placed beneath his feet. By one offering, he has forever perfected those who are being sanctified. And the responsory, the Lord is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. He has appeared to Simon. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon. Jesus said to his disciples, Bring me some of the fish you have caught. Simon Peter went aboard and hauled ashore the net, full of large fish. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, Jesus said to his disciples, "Bring me some of the fish you have just caught." Simon Peter went aboard and hauled ashore the net, full of large fish. Alleluia. Enter into sessions. With joy in our hearts, let us call upon Christ the Lord, who died and rose again and lives always to intercede for us, saying, Victorious King, hear our prayer. Light and salvation of all peoples, send into our hearts the fire of your Spirit as we proclaim your resurrection. Victorious King, hear our prayer. Let Israel recognize in you her longed-for Messiah, and the whole earth be filled with the knowledge of your glory. Victorious King, hear our prayer. Keep us in the communion of your saints, and grant us rest from our labors in their company. Victorious King, hear our prayer. You have triumphed over death, your enemy. Destroy in us the power of death, that we may live only for you, victorious, immortal Lord. Victorious King, hear our prayer. Savior Christ, you are obedient even to accepting death, and were raised up to the right hand of the Father. In your goodness, welcome your brothers and sisters into the kingdom of your glory. Victorious King, hear our prayer. Let's say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. God our Father, may we look forward with hope to our resurrection, for you have made us your sons and daughters and restored the joy of our youth. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.